Aesthetic for Monday, October 16th, 2006. I'm your host, Aaron Smith, the Art Guy. And Chris, the answer is a stamp. Well, hello, everyone. As you might be able to hear, I'm still getting over a cold. I'll do my best to edit out any and all sneezes for you. I was going to have a guest cast for you today, just to make my life easier, in fact. But due to some technical difficulties I really don't want to get into, you won't be hearing one of those today. Maybe soon. Well, having skipped last week's netcast, thank you, Leo Laporte, for the name change, I have a lot to talk about. Rather than make this podcast far too long for you, I think I'll limit myself and spread out all the topics over the next few weeks. My body's worn out, but thankfully my creativity is ready to go. And that brings me to today's topic, actually. My art club kids liked the novelty of having a web space just for them, but they didn't feel much attachment to it. I knew I had to do something to increase their sense of ownership, so I started looking for more features I could add. Now, I've talked about this before, so I'll fast forward to my discovery in the past couple of weeks. Japan has an online phenomena. Sorry, running gag. Well, they have this online phenomena called the oikaki, a term which I have no idea how to pronounce. I'm just guessing here. The oikaki, in their generic form, are message boards that allow users to create works online and comment on each other's artistic endeavors. It takes some getting used to, but only because drawing with a mouse or a trackpad isn't exactly the easiest thing in the world. Once you get the hang of it, it's really quite enjoyable. So I looked for an open source oikaki that I could install on my own server. I found absolutely nothing. Well, I was obviously annoyed by this, so I gave up for a while, just put it on the wayside and thought, I'll focus on what I'm doing with the kids in the art club. And then I thought, wait, I've been using freeware for years, and even though it's not open source, it's still legal for you to use without paying it. So why don't I look for some of that? Jackpot. I found a freeware program written using PHP and CSS. It uses a MySQL database, which seems to be par for the course for that Web 2.0 stuff. And the only downside was it wasn't exactly made for kids. Well, you can see where this might cause some problems. So I had to make some modifications to the code. Most of my modifications involved taking a chainsaw to huge sections of it and just deleting it entirely. I didn't remove any back-end stuff, but the parts where students could enter their full names and birthdays and locations, yeah, I removed those options from the interface. I still probably need to do some more editing, but I think it's ready for a live beta. If you're not afraid of drawing with a mouse, or you're interested in taking it for a spin, why don't you send me an email? And of course, you can do that by sending one to theartguy@gmail.com, or you can always go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment in the show notes, or send me an audio comment through Odeo, or any one of a number of things. Hey, maybe you want to do a guest podcast for me. Let me know. So until next time, this is Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, saying stay subscribed, fare thee well, and crayons are not food.